This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the orange. Toppers in orange lettering across the front. For Southwestern, they are in the road green uniforms, trimmed out in the yellow with Piasaw in yellow lettering across the front. Hillsboro is the 2 seed in the sub-sectional. Southwestern the 6 seed after upsetting Carthenville 51-40. On Tuesday night, Hillsboro beat Gillespie to get here into the championship game, 66-50. Sammy Matouche poured in 38 points, bringing her career total to 2,718. Hopkins and Matouche jump. The tap controlled by Piasaw, and the Birds will get it to start. Hillsboro starts in a 2-3 zone piece. They've gotten in some foul trouble their last couple of ball games. The regular season finale here at Southwestern, and then in that regional semifinal against Gillespie. When they played a week ago, Southwestern led at the half by 3. Smith out front, high post to Hopkins. Here's Novak, 3 ball, right wing, yes, for Molly Novak. Good start for the Piasaw Birds. Nice ball movement with the zone piece. 30 seconds gone by first quarter. 3-0 Southwestern, Hillsboro's first offensive possession. Birds are man-to-man. Scroggins, step back, long two, canned it. Jade Scroggins, a foot on the line, has Hillsboro on the board. Just underway, opening minute of this regional championship game. Out front on the wing, Bullion is trapped on the baseline, leaves it for Weibel. She's trapped, steps through Harston and Rupert off the window, missed it, and the rebound down to Matouche. Sammy Matouche with the right hand bounce into the front court. Stops, pops, and knocks from the top of the key. Sammy Matouche, her first shot is buried. She has a quick triple, and it's 5-3. Hillsboro. Southwestern on the home side of the board because it says Piasaw, not home. So even though the Birds are the green road team tonight, they're on the home side of the board. And now Bullion comes right back with a 3 ball off the right wing. And it's 6-5 Southwestern. Up top with Scroggins. Jade being checked by Bullion. Keeps the dribble alive. Works to the foul line. Cut off Rupert. She'll try a top of the key triple off the mark. No good. Rebound. Matouche hits the floor. And we've got a whistle and foul. Sammy had good position, and she was fouled. First team foul on Southwestern. It goes on Corey Hopkins. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Meyer looking, needs to get it in. She will lob it into Matouche on the left wing. Sammy gets a screen from Scroggins, and we're going to get a moving screen on Scroggins. So that'll be Hillsboro's first foul, their first turnover, and number one on Jade Scroggins. 6-5 Southwestern with the early lead, 6 minutes for the opening championship quarter. On the left wing with Molly Novak. Out front with Smith, back to Molly. 2-3 zone for the Toppers, high post to Hopkins at the foul line, kicks to Smith, right back to Corey. In the corner it goes to Novak, return pass to Hopkins, hard of the lane off the window, too strong, and the rebound down to Rupert. Quick outlet to midcourt to Kylie Meyer. Bounce pass back to Matouche at the volleyball spike line. She will bounce. Left side of the key now leaves it off for Scroggins. Jade lost the handle, but it went right to Meyer. Hillsboro fortunate there. Scroggins might have got away with a push-off, too. She'll fire the three, left it short, and the rebound down to Riley Smith. Smith, a good-looking sophomore. She had 21 points in that semifinal win over Carthenville. Here's Novak. Off to Smith, way out on the left wing. High post to Hopkins again. Bullion, she's already hit one from there. This time, no, almost banked it in. Offensive rebound, Hopkins, it's good for Corey. Her first bucket, and Brett Teakin. No, they called a foul. That's an and one for Hopkins. 5:06 for the opening quarter. The foul is number 2 on Jade Scroggins. So that's concerning for Hillsboro. Claire Tester will check in, a 5'7 sophomore. Nakia Harston will sit. Actually called the foul on Harston. Hopkins' free throw is good. Corey completes the old-fashioned three-point play, and it's 9-5. They called that moving screen on Harston, too. I was mistaken. So both fouls on Harston, not Scroggins. They were both in the area on that screen. Matouche, 3 ball, around and out, no good, and the rebound down to Hopkins. Corey will bring it across mid-court herself. 4:45 for the opening quarter. 9-5, Birds lead. Here's Novak on the right wing. Back across the floor to Bullion in the left corner. She is trapped. That pass is tipped by Meyer, but she can't save it. It'll be a sideline trigger for the Piesaw Birds. 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Hillsboro trying to beat Southwestern for the second time in a week on this floor in Piesaw. That is tough to do. Hard to do it once, let alone twice. Up top with Novak. High post to Hopkins. Swings to Smith. She's open. 4-3. Got it. Riley Smith hits the three ball. Picks up where she left off from the semifinal. And it's 12-5 Southwestern. 4-10 for the first quarter. It's a 9-0 run right now. Here's Matouche. Right elbow. Missed it. She knew she missed it. Followed her shot. But Hopkins comes down with the rebound. Outlet to midcourt to Riley Smith. Riley. Bounces out near midcourt, leaves it now for Molly Novak. Novak, left side of the key, throws to Bullion in the right corner. Josie Bullion, back out to Novak. Return pass to Bullion. She'll try another three ball. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Riley Smith as she goes crashing into the Hillsboro bench. It'll be Topper basketball with 3:38 for the opening quarter. Birds on a 9-0 run. They shot the ball really well, especially in that first half against Carthenville on Tuesday night. Jade Scroggins works left wing. Feeds the block to Matouche. Sammy with the catch, draws a double, spins middle, forces it up, missed it short, and the rebound down to Corey Hopkins and a silly foul on Matouche. That was a pure frustration foul from Matouche. She missed the shot she normally makes and then reached in with a hack for her first personal foul, third team foul. Molly Novak across the timeline. And she's fouled by Rupert. First on Aubrey, fourth on the team. That was another silly foul. Back-to-back silly fouls for the Toppers. And they can ill afford to have those types of silly ones. 3:16 for the first quarter. And then over and back. Novak caught it in the front court and then crossed the timeline. First turnover on Southwestern. If Molly would have just let the ball bounce into the backcourt, she would have been fine. But she possessed it in the front court. Right at the line and then crossed over. Scroggins comes into the front court for Hillsboro. Up top to Claire Tester. Down low on the block to Rupert. Aubrey working on Weibel. Rises up, left it short. Rebound down to Hopkins. Here comes Novak. Molly Novak into the front court for Southwestern. Hand off to Bullion on the wing to Smith. Into the hands of Hopkins now. Back to Riley. She wants the three ball. Got it. Riley Smith, her second three of the quarter. And it's 15-5 Southwestern. They have started fast just like they did on Tuesday night. A 10-point lead. Matouche on the attack. Gets to the baseline. Floats it up and in. That ends a 12-0 run for Southwestern. 5 points for Matouche. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Novak on the left wing. Into the hands of Bullion, right side of the key. She wants the handoff to Smith. Scroggins cuts that off as the Toppers have gone man-to-man here. Bullion picked up the dribble right at midcourt. She's in trouble, and she throws it away. Second Southwestern turnover. Substitution for Hillsboro. Emily Reynolds will check in, a 5'8 junior. Aubrey Rupert will take a seat. 15-7 Southwestern leads. They went on a 12-0 run early in the first quarter. 2 minutes for the opening quarter of play. Tester, 16-footer, left it short, but got the kind bounce to Claire Tester, her first bucket. And it's 15-9 Southwestern. Four straight for Hillsboro. 105 seconds for the first quarter. Novak. Right side of the key to Hopkins. Corey. And she threw it away. She tried high-low with Weibel and just threw it way too tall. Three turnovers in consecutive possessions for Southwestern. Lexi Hall at the table for the Birds. She will check in at the next whistle. The 6-foot senior. Scroggins turns the corner. Reynolds in the right corner. Out front with Matouche now. Sammy being guarded by Novak. She is a tenacious on-ball defender. Into the hands of Scroggins. Jade Scroggins works right side off to Reynolds. Here's Meyer on the left wing. Bounce post to Tester. Back to Reynolds, and she traveled. Shuffled her feet, making her move. Second topper turnover with a minute 14 for the opening quarter. Hall in, Weibel out for the Piasaw Birds. 15-9, Southwestern leads. Hillsboro waits back in their half-court defense. They started zone. They've gone man now. Southwestern kind of shot them out of that zone piece. Hopkins, dribble handoff to Riley Smith. In the corner it goes to Novak. Molly brings it back between the circles on the head of the Piasaw Bird logo at midcourt. Dangerous pass. Matouche went for it, almost committed her second foul. That would have been devastating for the Toppers. Bullion dribble drive. Tester goes straight up, gets a rebound back, and puts it up and in. Bullion missed the first shot badly, right over the rim off the other side of the backboard, but Josie's momentum took her right to the basketball for the putback. 17-9 Southwestern, 35 seconds, first quarter. Here's Reynolds, had trouble with the catch, but she tracks it down in the left corner. Tester at the foul line, kicks to Meyer. Kylie for three, too strong. Rebound tapped around, and Reynolds outworks Hopkins for it. Bounce pass to Tester. Claire Tester into the hands of Reynolds, and she traveled again. Third Hillsboro turnover. Back-to-back travels on Emily Reynolds. 19.1 seconds for the opening quarter. 17-9 Southwestern. Playing some good basketball here at the end of the regular season and into the regional tournament. Birds can hold for the final shot. Smith, high post feed to Hopkins. Off to Lexi Hall. Lexi being hounded by Tester. Now has to put it on the floor. Lost the handle. Now we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow to Hillsboro. Fourth Southwestern turnover with 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Can the Toppers capitalize? Midcourt, they get it in to Scroggins. Crosses the timeline with three. To the rim. Layup, whistle, and a foul. And Jade Scroggins will have two free throws with 3/10 of a second to play. 17-9 Southwestern. The foul went on Bullion. That is her first. Free throws for Jade. 2 points in the quarter. Two tosses here. First free throw is off the mark. No good. Southwestern hit four threes in the quarter. Second toss for Scroggins. Good. Jade gets one out of two. 3/10, and that's the quarter. After one, it is Southwestern 17, Hillsboro 10. You're listening to the 2A regional final from Southwestern High School on WSMI. After one quarter, Southwestern leading Hillsboro 17-10. Piasaw Birds hit four threes in the quarter, two from Riley Smith, one from Molly Novak, one from Josie Bullion. Matouche had 5 points in the quarter for Hillsboro. Scroggins had three, and Tester had two. For Southwestern, six for Smith, three for Novak, three for Hopkins, five for Josie Bullion. Piasaw Birds get the basketball to start the second quarter, leading by seven. Winner to the Hillsboro sectional for a sectional semifinal on Monday night at 6 o'clock. Novak out front. Hillsboro still man-to-man after they started zone. Up top to Hopkins. She's being guarded by Matouche. Into the hands of Novak. Molly Novak works left side. Top of the key to Bullion. Lobs down. Tipped away and stolen by Matouche. Sammy Matouche. One on three to the right block. Wild shot. Missed it. Almost got wedged. And the rebound down to Hopkins. Sammy forced that one. Tried to do a little bit too much. Pressure in the backcourt now as Novak gets it away to Hopkins. Now Southwestern has numbers if they push. Bullion, ball fake, pulls up 15-footer. Missed it badly. Didn't hit the rim. Hopkins had it poked away by Tester. And out to Matouche it goes. Good active hands that time from Claire Tester, the 5'7 sophomore. Here's Sammy. One of the step back three wasn't there. Into the hands of Scroggins. Jade Scroggins at the top of the key. She's going to take the step back three. Missed it. Rebound down to Tester. Gets it off to Scroggins. Jade off the window. It's good. Five for Scroggins. Steve Woolley wants a timeout. Claire Tester making big plays on the boards for the Toppers. 6:40 for the first half. Southwestern 17, Hillsboro 12. We're back to Southwestern High School following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Southwestern facing the pressure, handling cleanly. Riley Smith gets it off to Molly Novak. 17-12, Birds lead with the basketball. Novak on the right wing, poked away by Rupert. Now she's going to fire for three. She got it. Molly Novak with six. Rupert went for the steal, didn't get it. So Molly said, I'll take it, and she drilled it. 20-12 Southwestern, their fifth three ball of the ball game. Rupert on the left wing. Finds Matouche on the curl at the foul line off the tester. Claire, one dribble, kicks out to Rupert. Aubrey, she's going to bounce off the three-point line, and a 14-foot runner goes down for Aubrey Rupert, her first bucket. Full court pressure for the Toppers. Novak bounces right through it, all the way to the rim. The layup is good. Boy, nobody was back for Hillsborough. Novak just took it past all five Toppers. That does not make Brett Teakin happy at all. 22-14. Here's Matouche. That's a deep three right wing. She missed it badly. And the rebound down to Weibel. Into the hands of Molly Novak. Long outlet pass to Riley Smith. Riley will hand it back to Novak now as Molly comes into the front court, tucks it under her right arm, and directs some traffic. Into the hands of Josie Bullion, way out on the right wing. Top of the key to Hopkins. They swing it to Novak. Underneath, Bullion missed it, and the rebound down to Tester. She's to her knees with contact. No whistle. We play on. Scroggins comes out in a hurry. Jade Scroggins to the foul line, pulls it back, hands to Tester. Middle of the lane to Matouche. Sammy rises up. Counted in the foul for Sammy Matouche. Seven for Sammy. Makes it 22-16 Southwestern, 4:45 for the first half. Hillsborough was down 10, 15-5. After Southwestern went on a 12-0 run in that first quarter. Free throw for Matouche. Good. Eight for Sammy. Down to a five-point lead for the Birds. Riley Smith cut off that sideline. Pressure in the backcourt. Abby Burns has checked in and throws it right out of bounds. Sixth Southwestern turnover. And now they're going to say that pass was tipped, and it will stay with the Piasaw Birds. Burns will trigger it into Riley Smith. Riley walks into the front court as Novak has come off the floor for Southwestern. Bad pass, but it goes right to Hopkins. It was intended for Bullion, but went to Corey. Burns out front, 4:23 for the first half. 22-17, Southwestern leading with the ball. Bullion on the left wing to Smith, down to Hopkins. Muscles up over Tester, missed it, gets it back, puts it up and in. Good second effort from Corey Hopkins. She has five, and the lead is seven for Southwestern halfway through the second quarter. Piasaw led at half when they played 1 week ago on this floor. Matouche, triple team, kicks out to Rupert. Bad pass and turned over. Fourth Hillsborough turnover. This tenacious Southwestern team, they get after you defensively. Burns picked up her dribble. She needs some help. She will hand off to Riley Smith, being guarded by Meyer. Back to Burns. 3:40 for the first half. Abby works left side, top of the key to Bullion. On the right wing to Riley Smith, back to Bullion. Left elbow to Hopkins. She will fire and hit. Corey Hopkins has seven. Southwestern knocking down shots. They lead 26-17, 3:20 for the first half. This is how they played against Carthenville in the first half on Tuesday. Top of the key, Rupert dribbles into a three ball, off the heel too strong, rebound down to Weibel. A lot of one and done for Hillsborough. Here's Riley Smith. Hopkins, quick bounce off the baseline, now kicks back out to Riley Smith. 3 minutes for the first half. Hillsborough ranked ninth in the final 2A poll, haven't lost to a 2A team all year. They are down nine with 3 minutes to go in the first half here in this regional final. Burns picked up the dribble, pivots around. That pass is tipped into the middle of the lane. Bullion has it off the window. It's good with the left hand. Seven for Josie Bullion. And the ball bouncing Southwestern's way, and Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 2:39 for the first half. The lead is 11, 28-17. Southwestern leading Hillsborough. Back to Piasaw following these messages. Tim Eyes back here at Southwestern. 28-17, the Piasaw Birds leading Hillsborough. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Biggest deficit of the night for the Toppers. Rupert for three, can't get it to go. And a rebound down to Novak for Southwestern. Here comes Molly racing into the front court. Leaves for Burns. Abby. Back to Novak, open, she'll take the three, and she missed it as she was blocked out hard and wound up on the deck. Rebound down to Scroggins. Jade, long pass ahead to Rupert. Aubrey, back to Meyer. Kylie will leave it top of the key for Scroggins. On the right wing to Matouche. Sammy working on Weibel. Step back, three. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, to Claire Tester. She is double-teamed at the baseline, and wisely throws it off Annie Gallagher, who has checked in. Annie's a 5'10 sophomore. Another great hustle play from Claire Tester. Baseline out of bounds, and it goes to Meyer. Difference right now, Southwestern making shots. Hillsboro is not. Top of the key for Scroggins on the right wing. Now on the block to Matouche. Double team down to Tester, and Claire is fouled on the floor. Fourth team foul on the Pius Allbirds with 106 seconds for the first half. They will get Abby Burns on her first personal. Topper stack, everybody right side of the lane. Matouche will inbound. Gets it into Tester. Right back to Sammy. Bounces through a crowd, lays it up, short, missed it, right at the front of the rim, through contact. Rebound down to Southwestern. 90 seconds for the first half. Here comes Novak on the left wing to Riley Smith. All the pressure in this game is squarely on the shoulder of the Toppers. Left wing with Riley as she holds and surveys. Now bounces, keeps the dribble alive, and then lost it as she tried to cross over. Sixth Southwestern turnover. Minute 22 for the first half. Claire Tester out. She gave great energy for Hillsboro. Macy Blankenship has checked in, a 6-foot junior. 28-17 Southwestern. Down on the block to Matouche. Good position. Check that Rupert, and she was too strong with it. Rebound down to Riley Smith. Riley in the corner to Abby Burns, and she traveled. Seventh Southwestern turnover, 64 seconds for the first half. A very similar feel to the Carlinville game on Tuesday right now for Southwestern. Great defense, knocking down shots. On the other end, Hillsboro sloppy. That's just thrown away, but Scroggins saves it. Now she bounces through a triple team, loses it, but she was fouled. Fifth Southwestern turnover. Hillsboro real fortunate there. Rupert tried to lob to Matouche in the right block. It was way too long. Went towards the left block and out of bounds, and Scroggins tracked it down. The foul on Burns is Abby's second. Corey Hopkins returns for Southwestern, replacing Annie Gallagher. On the baseline, Hillsboro will throw in 50 seconds for the first half. Meyer, looking, will outlet to Matouche. Sammy to the foul line, behind the back, draws a crowd, kicks to Scroggins. Jade now puts it on the deck, all the way to the rim, and she is fouled on the floor. Sixth team foul on Southwestern. 42.8 seconds for the half. And that's on Abby Burns. That's her third. Picked up three fouls in about a minute. That's going to get Josie Bullion to the table. She will replace Abby. Baseline out of bounds, right side of the lane for Hillsboro. They lob in to Matouche. Sammy makes the catch at the foul line. Spins back middle, and we have a foul on the floor. Seventh team foul. That puts Southwestern over the limit. They will get Novak with the personal, and it will send Matouche to the free throw line for the one and bonus. The foul on Molly, her second. 28-17, Southwestern. They trailed briefly 5-3. That's it. Got to make the first to get the second, and she makes it. 9 for Matouche. Hillsboro led 5-3. Southwestern then went on a 12-0 run. And they haven't looked back since. Right now it's a 10-point lead. Second free throw for Matouche. Good. 10 points for Sammy. 28-19. 37 seconds for the first half. See if the Birds win a hold for the final shot. Man-to-man defense for the Toppers. Novak handling out between the circles. She'll bring it back. Left side now does Molly. And a 5-second count on Novak. She wasn't making a move towards the basket. Steve Woolley doesn't think she was closely guarded. It's going to be the eighth turnover. 23.9 seconds. Steve Woolley has not liked the last couple of whistles. Jade Scroggins will bring it across the timeline. 20 seconds for the half. Can Southwestern hold on here late in the first half, or can Hillsboro get a little bit of momentum? Blankenship at the right elbow. Fakes the handoff to Matouche. Back to Scroggins with 10. Jade all the way to the rim. Counting the foul for Jade Scroggins. With the left-hand finish, Jade has 7, and the lead is down to 7 with 8 seconds for the first half. Eighth team foul, the personal on Josie Bullion, her second. What a strong finish from Jade Scroggins. Now can she make the free throw? Toss. Good. Little bit of momentum here for Hillsboro. Can they keep Southwestern off the board? Or a steal. Novak tried to split the double. Scroggins missed it. Matush follow. No. And it's tipped out of bounds. And that's the half. Southwestern dodged a big one right there as Hillsboro had an opportunity to get the lead down to four. But they closed strong at the half of this 2A regional final. It is Southwestern 28, Hillsboro 22. We got ourselves a ball game. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Southwestern High School, set for the start of the third quarter. Southwestern leading 28-22. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream online tonight at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. The winner tonight will play in the sectional semifinal at Hillsboro Monday night at 6 o'clock against either Pleasant Plains or Pittsfield. They are playing in Waverly tonight for the regional championship. The other two regionals feeding in to Hillsboro, the Staunton Regional, which has Greenville taking on Alton Marquette, and at Williamsville, Porta leading the host Bullets 17-15 at the half. The toppers will send out Matush, Scroggins, Meyer, Rupert, and Tester to start the second half. Claire Tester had a really nice first half of play, really dominating the boards the minute she was on the floor. Southwestern counters with Smith, Bullion, Novak, Weibel, and Hopkins. Here we go. 16 minutes for the regional championship. Southwestern starts with a 6-point lead. Hillsboro begins with the basketball. In the corner to Meyer. Down in the block to Tester and a foul on Weibel. She came over the back that time of Tester. Claire had good seal position. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. They stack everyone right side of the lane. Matush will throw it in. Sammy looking, has to lob out to Meyer. Return pass to Matush in the right corner. Sammy knifes through the double, draws a crowded defender, spins back middle off the window. It's good. Oh, Sammy Matush is so good. She has a dozen. Here comes the full court pressure. That gave Southwestern trouble in that second quarter, and Smith called for travel. Hillsboro came with that soft trap, and as Smith was surveying the floor, she shuffled her feet. Now we're going to have a stoppage as Matush has to redo the shoelace on her right shoe. 7.5 minutes, third quarter. The lead is down to four for Southwestern. Toppers took the momentum into halftime. Scroggins on the left wing. Up top with Rupert. Aubrey into the hands of Sammy. Matush. Bounce pass to Tester. Return pass to Matush. Tough pass, and it's turned over off of Sammy's knee as Tester tried to thread the needle through two defenders. Hillsboro again comes with the full court pressure. Pass to midcourt to Hopkins, off to Bullion. She will lob down to Weibel, and Bailey didn't jump. It's turned over. 11th Southwestern turnover. The pass from Bullion was good. Weibel reached as far as she could reach in the air, but didn't jump. 7 minutes, third quarter. Here come the toppers, down by four. Scroggins, top of the key to Tester. On the right wing to Meyer. Into the hands of Rupert. Off to Matush, left wing to Scroggins. Jade, little ball fake on the three, drives baseline, and she's fouled. They're going to get Bullion, and that's going to be Josie's third. Baseline out of bounds. It'll be Meyer to throw in. Hillsboro lines everybody up along the baseline. Tester sets a cross screen for Rupert. They will lob out to Matush. Sammy rises, 4-3, got it. Pure Sammy Matush with 15, and the lead is down to one. It was as big as 11. Almost another turnover. Smith had to elevate. Riley bounces through. Now it's turned over. Ball's loose on the floor, and the Birds are going to pick it up. We'll get a jump ball, and the arrow will keep it with Southwestern. The pressure has the Birds sped up right now. This is what Carthenville did to Southwestern in the fourth quarter on Tuesday. The Cavaliers missed some layups and ran out of time. Hillsboro has it going early in the third quarter. A 1-point lead for Southwestern into Hopkins. Short baseline off the heel and down for Corey Hopkins. 9 for Hopkins. A 3-point lead for Southwestern. 6:20, third quarter. Scroggins on the right wing with Aubrey Rupert. Top of the key to Jade. Scroggins gets a screen from Tester. Works left wing. Keeps the bounce alive. Works middle. Out to Meyer, right side of the key. Into the hands of Tester at the foul line. off to Scroggins. Jade, top of the key, thought about the three, instead off to Meyer, into the hands of Rupert in the left corner. 6 minutes for quarter number three. Aubrey, bounce pass to Matouche. Sammy, being hounded out there, turns the corner, and she's going to rise, short baseline, too strong, and the rebound down to Hopkins. Corey, long outlet to Riley Smith. Riley, working on Meyer, layup good. Nice move, Riley Smith. She has eight, and the lead is back to five. Here comes Matouche, right back at you. Off the window, missed it. Offensive rebound, Tester blocked and fouled. Two free throws for Claire Tester. Steve Woolley doesn't like it. The Southwestern faithful don't like it. The foul on Corey Hopkins is her second. Free throws for Tester. Toss is good. Claire Tester having herself a big ball game here tonight. It's her third point, but she's doing great on the glass and the hustle plays. Steve Woolley getting the eye right now from one of the officials. Coach Woolley has not been happy since late in the first half. Second free throw for Tester. Good. Claire gets the pair. 3-point lead for Southwestern. Here's the full court pressure in the backcourt with Novak. Has trouble with the handle. Comes across the baseline. Tip stolen by Tester. Off to Scroggins. Stripped. And she's able to get it back. Rupert steps into a three. Missed it. Another rebound. Tester put back. Missed it. Rebound. Matouche. Missed it. Tapped around. Smith brings it out. Point blank. And Hillsborough could not capitalize. Here comes Riley Smith. Stops from the foul line off the heel too strong. Rebound tapped around down to Rupert. Southwestern was fortunate on that last sequence. 3-point lead for the Birds. Tester, why not? 16-footer short. And the rebound going to be picked up by Weibel. 4:45, third quarter. Riley Smith into the front court. Back between the circles to Novak. Southwestern will slow it down now and run some offense. Novak works left side, lost the handle, picks it up. High post to Hopkins. Down to Weibel and Bailey. Saves it from going out of bounds, but throws it right to Scroggins. 13th Southwestern turnover. Here comes Matouche into the front court. No one picks her up. She fires the three ball. She canned it. 18 for Matouche. And we are tied at 32. And Steve Woolley needs a timeout. 4:18 for the third quarter. Tied at 32. Hillsborough and Southwestern back following these messages. Hillsborough has come all the way back from an 11-point first half deficit. And they have tied the game at 32. This place is loud right now. Toppers got the momentum late in the first half, and they have kept it going as we approach the midway point of the third quarter. Matouche has 18-8 here in the third quarter. The full court pressure has turned this game around for the Toppers. Novak gets it into Smith. She's trapped immediately. Bad pass stolen by Matouche. Layup good, and the Toppers have the lead. 20 for Sammy, their first lead since 5-3. Here comes Bullion, almost poked away from behind. Gets it off to Hopkins. Corey rises, 16-footer short. Offensive rebound, Bullion, and Southwestern will reset. Halfway through the third quarter, 34-32 Toppers. This game has been turned on its head. Novak on the right wing, out front with Weibel. And a hand check on Claire Tester. Her first, team's first of the half. Great ball game here tonight between these two hard-nosed clubs. South Central rivals met a week ago on this floor, won by Hillsborough. Smith rises from 15, missed it, and shots that were falling in the first half not falling in the second. The exact opposite for Hillsborough. Scroggins, left wing across the floor to Meyer, in the corner to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert on the right wing, top of the key to Jay. Scroggins, dribble drive right at Hopkins, tough layup, missed it, and the rebound down to Weibel. Into the hands of Novak. She spins away from Matouche. Here comes Molly. Right down the middle. Kicks to Bullion. 4-3. Missed it. Hit the rim in extra time. Weibel had it poked away, but it goes right to Hopkins. Corey stripped out of there by Rupert. It'll stay with Southwestern. 3:09, third quarter. In it goes to Hopkins. Back to Josie Bullion. Riley Smith for three, and the lead, got it. Riley Smith buries the triple. She has 11, her third three of the ball game, And Southwestern back in front, 35-34. Scroggins for the answer, left it short. Rebound down to Bailey Weibel. She gets it away to Riley Smith. 2:40 for quarter number three. Into the front court they come with a pass to Novak. Man-to-man for Hillsborough. Bullion on the left wing. Top of the key to Hopkins. On the right wing to Novak. And away from the ball, we have a foul going on Southwestern. They're going to call Riley Smith for the moving screen. 15th turnover. Fourth team foul of the half. Back over to Hillsborough it goes with 2:32 to play in the third quarter. 35-34. Birds lead, and we just had a fan that got warned here over a midcourt. And he is being talked to by the officials right now, and now a Southwestern administrator is coming over to handle the situation. This is a raucous atmosphere right now. 2.5 minutes for the third quarter. And the administrator for Southwestern is going to take a seat right there. Emotions are running high here tonight in Piasaw. 35-34, Birds lead. Toppers have the basketball. Now away from the ball. That might be the old makeup call right there. Claire Tester called for a foul. Her second, team second, and the Toppers' sixth turnover. Full court pressure for Hillsborough. Novak will get it in across the floor to Hopkins. Right back to Molly. Dangerous pass found its way to Smith. 3-on-1 fast break. Riley down to Hall. Off the window. It's good. First bucket for Lexi Hall. Makes it 37-34 Hillsborough. Check that. Southwestern. 5 unanswered for the Birds after the Toppers took the lead. Matouche on the right elbow. Gets to the heart. Finger roll. And we have an offensive foul on Sammy Matouche. Her second, team's seventh turnover, third team foul. And Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 2:02 to play, third quarter. Southwestern 37, Hillsborough 34. We're back to Piasaw following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mines back here at Southwestern, 37-34. The Piasaw Birds are leading, and it is an intense atmosphere right now. Hillsborough will set up full court pressure. Novak will throw it into midcourt to Hopkins. Corey will turn and attack. Right at Rupert to the rim, stripped away by Aubrey. Saved on the baseline by Lexi Hall. Birds maintain possession. Inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. Bullion ran off the three-point line, and now she traveled. She drugged that pivot foot, the 16th Southwestern turnover. 107 seconds for quarter number three. Hillsborough trailed by 11 late in the first half. Took a brief lead here in the third quarter. They trail by 3 now with the basketball. On the right wing with Sammy Matouche. Top of the key to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert. Dribble handoff to Jade Scroggins. Scroggins. Hesitation bounce to the foul line. Leaves to Rupert. Aubrey on the left wing. Hands to Matouche. Sammy being hounded by Novak. Matouche crosses over. Kicks in the corner to Rupert. Aubrey puts it on the floor. Out to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins thought about the step back three but lost the handle. Now to Rupert. Off to Meyer, right side of the key. Back to Aubrey for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Bullion for Southwestern. As we approach the final minute, third quarter. Out front with Riley Smith. Molly Novak tucks it under her right arm, being guarded by Rupert. Novak out front, strong handle. Right side of the key picks up the dribble and a whistle away from the ball. You can hardly even hear the whistle in the gymnasium right now. The foul is on Hillsborough. Their fourth team foul. They will get Aubrey Rupert with her second personal foul. Baseline out of bounds. Bullion looking. Gets it in to Riley Smith. Riley on the right wing. Picked up the dribble. Matouche comes up with the steal. Sammy goes up and down for the easy deuce. 22 for Matouche, and the lead is 1. 40 seconds for the third quarter. Riley Smith, a long pass to Bullion in the front court. Hall was wide open underneath, but Josie couldn't get it to her in time. Half a minute, third quarter. What a ball game. Riley Smith poked away by Matouche off of Sammy. It'll stay with Southwestern. 23.3 seconds for the third quarter. The Southwestern student section has been standing the entire ball game. And Steve Woolley wants a timeout. 23 seconds for quarter number three. Southwestern 37, Hillsborough 36. Back to this 2A regional final at Southwestern following these messages on WSMI. What a fantastic game. This thing has been intense from the opening tip. And that's usually the case. Certainly regional finals are always intense. But when the home school is involved and the home school has the pedigree that Southwestern has, you can just ratchet it up a couple more notches from that. And you take the fact that the home team is the underdog and that Hillsborough won the conference with an undefeated record, enters the ninth-ranked team in Class 2A at the end of the regular season, and we have ourselves a knockdown, drag-out fight. 37-36 Southwestern, 23 seconds to the third quarter. They get it into Hopkins at the foul line. Corey bounces out towards midcourt, gives it off to Novak. 15 seconds for the quarter. Can the Toppers get a stop here? Novak being guarded by Emily Reynolds on the left wing. Into the hands of Bullion with 8 seconds. Out at the volleyball spike line with 5 seconds. 4 seconds into the hands of Hopkins. She will bounce with 2, rises up, and it goes at the buzzer. Corey Hopkins got the kind roll at the horn. She has 11, and after 3, it is Southwestern 39, Hillsborough 36. We're back with the Money Quarter following these messages on WSMI. Here we go. Money Quarter time for the regional championship. A 3-point lead for Southwestern. Toppers have the basketball to start the quarter. Matouche on the curl. Tough shot, and she was fouled. Free throws for Sammy Matouche. 2 tosses. On the 5th team foul, they'll get Lexi Hall. I'll say she went and took Sammy's legs out there. Matouche has 22 points. Her team trails by 3. Toss good. Well, I said at the half it might have to be somebody other than Sammy Matouche. I was wrong. This is all about Sammy Matouche now. It is Matouche time for the Toppers. Can she put them on their back and get them the regional championship? 24 for Sammy. The lead is 1 for Southwestern. Hillsborough needs stops, though. Bullion races into the front court. Off to Novak. In between the circles to Riley Smith. Back to Novak. 7.5 for the championship. In the right corner with Bullion. On the baseline to Hopkins. She's been big tonight for Southwestern. Underhand shovel. Hall. Oh, she left it short. Rushed a little bit in the heart of the lane. Rebound down to the Toppers. Matouche off to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins brings it back. Top of the key. Bounce pass to Meyer on the left wing. Kylie will stop, left elbow, missed it. Rebound tapped around and is corralled by Corey Hopkins for Southwestern. In the front court with Bullion. Josie Bullion, her initial pass was cut off. Across the floor she goes to Novak. Molly Novak hands off to Riley Smith. She'll bring it back between the circles. 7 minutes for the championship. 39-38 Southwestern. They've led by as many as 11. Trailed briefly here in the second half. Hall in the right corner, bounced it once, picked it up. She's in trouble. All sorts of congestion on the right side as Novak will dribble out of trouble now. Being guarded by Reynolds. Novak, and what did she do? She palmed the basketball. 18th Southwestern turnover. 6:36 for the ball game. Aubrey Rupert will check back in for the Toppers, replacing Emily Reynolds. 39-38 Southwestern. Scroggins across the timeline. Works right wing. Keeps the dribble alive. Finds Meyer on the baseline. Rupert at the right elbow. Back to Scroggins. Sammy will set a screen for Jade. She works left side. Matouche now in the heart of the lane. Scroggins off to Rupert right wing. Matouche has posted. They lob down to Sammy. Off the window. It's good for Matouche. She has 26. And the Toppers in front 40-39. My goodness. Midcourt to Bullion. Middle of the floor to Hopkins. She will attack and she is fouled by Rupert as Aubrey came in from behind and caught the arm of Corey Hopkins. Third on Rupert, fifth team foul with 6:05 to play in the ball game. 40-39 Hillsborough. They are scratching and clawing here tonight. It's a very gritty Southwestern club. Steve Woolley coach clubs always are, though. For the ball game. We have an official at the scorers table. I don't know if they're trying to figure out who the foul was on. I thought it was on Rupert. Some confusion right now. 40-39, Toppers leading. Let's see. They will get it on Rupert. It's Aubrey's third. Southwestern ball on the baseline. Brett Teakin coming to the table. He wants to confirm something. It is Rupert's third. Bullion. Looking. Needs to get it in. 5 second count. Josie could not find anybody. Big time defense as Brett Teakin gives Bobby Allen a high five on the sideline for the Toppers. 40-39. These games usually come down to defense. Scroggins up top to Macy Blankenship into the hands of Kylie Meyer, into the hands of the great Sammy Matouche. Bounces top of the key. Checked by Hopkins on the right wing to Meyer. They feed the post to Blankenship. Macy will turn middle, missed it, and the rebound down to Southwestern. I don't think that's the shot the Toppers were looking for. Riley Smith into the front court. Left wing to Corey Hopkins. 5.5 for the championship. 40-39 Hillsboro. Lexi Hall thought about the 18-footer across the floor to Novak on the right wing to Bullion. Josie now into the hands of Novak at the volleyball spike line. She dribble drives, kicks. Hall open, 4-3, missed it. And the rebound down to Rupert. Lexi had a good look there, just a little bit strong. 5-10 for the ball game. Matouche into the front court with the right hand handle. Working on Novak. On the blow by to the rim, and she's fouled. Two free throws for Sammy Matouche on the sixth Southwestern team foul. 5:02 for the ball game. And they will get Lexi Hall on the personal. That's a tough matchup for anybody. One-on-one with Matouche. She has 26 at the free throw line for two big tosses. Hillsboro leads by a point. Toss short. Claire Tester will check back in for Hillsboro, replacing Macy Blankenship. A one-point lead for Hillsboro, 5:02 for the regional final. Matusha's first miss at the foul line tonight. She had been 5 out of 5. Second toss, got that one. 27 for Sammy Matouche. A two-point lead for the Toppers. They have not led by more than two at any point tonight. Smith trapped in the backcourt, and Steve Woolley takes a timeout. 4:57 for the regional final. Hillsboro 41, Southwestern 39. We are back to Piasol following these messages on WSMI. What a game here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. The station you can count on. Hillsboro leading 41-39. Southwestern has the basketball following the timeout. In the backcourt, Hopkins will bring it across the timeline. Well, if you're Hillsboro, you got to run Southwestern off the three-point line now. Hopkins leaves it for Novak, and the foul on Rupert. That is Aubrey's fourth. Team's sixth. So the next foul on either side will mean free throws the rest of the way. Macy Blankenship will check in. Check that. Emily Reynolds will check in, replacing Rupert. Aubrey's had a rough night. Just 2 points and four fouls. 41-39 Hillsboro. Bullion on the baseline. Looking. And that pass is tipped away and stolen away. Tester got a hand on it. Matouche picks it up. Sammy goes up and down for the easy deuce. 29 for Matouche off the deflection from Tester. Now Meyer tips that ball, but it's picked up by Hopkins. She lost it. Tester off the window. Oh, she missed it. Rebound is tapped out of bounds off of Southwestern. 21st turnover off that initial steal. And a four-point lead for Hillsboro, their biggest of the night at 43-39, 4:23 for the ball game. Topper ball out of bounds, baseline front court. They lob out to Blankenship. Check that to Reynolds. Into the hands of Sammy Matouche. She will leave it off for Jade Scroggins as we approach the midway point of the money quarter. 43-39 Hillsboro. Corner. Reynolds. Yes! Emily Reynolds knocks down the 16-footer out of the right corner. 45-39. Here's the full-court pressure. Halfway through the fourth. Riley Smith attacks, pulls up from 12, can't get it. Rebound down to Jade Scroggins, into the hands of Meyer, off to Matouche. Bob Allen says, calm down, ladies, calm down. Bobby's like a second head coach over there on that topper bench. 3:40 for the ball game. Up top, Meyer. Almost threw it away. Scroggins wasn't ready for it, but Jade able to recover. Now she spins baseline, reverse layup off the bottom side of the backboard. Rebound to Tester. That was Reynolds, left it short, out of bounds, off of Southwestern. The balls broke Southwestern's way in the first half. They are bouncing the Toppers' way here in the second half. Aubrey Rupert in, Emily Reynolds out. She just knocked down a huge shot for the Toppers. They lead by six. Baseline for Matush. Oh, she throws it off the back of Novak, takes it in bounds, and draws the foul. She is so smart. So smart, Sammy Matush. Molly Novak had her back turned to the inbounder. Sammy threw it right off her backside, picked it up, and drew the foul. She'll be at the foul line for the one and bonus. What a play for Sammy. She has 29. She's looking for 30. It'd be two straight games with 30. She dropped 38 on Tuesday. Toss. Good. The all-time Hillsborough High School leading scorer, the all-time leading scorer in Montgomery County, has 30 in the regional final. Her Toppers have a 7-point lead. Make it 8. 31 for Matush. Emily Reynolds will check back in, replacing Rupert. Teak going offense for defense now. Rupert playing with those four personal fouls. Full court pressure. That has turned the game around. Smith gets it into Novak. Lobs up the sideline to Hopkins, and she threw it away. 22nd Southwestern turnover, and the wheels are getting a little bit wobbly for the Piasaw Birds. 47-39. Rupert back in, Reynolds out. 3:17 for the championship. Here comes Jade Scroggins into the front court. She will work right side. Jade on the right wing. Matush and Tester have been the MVPs of this game in my book. Claire Tester has made some huge plays off the bench for the Toppers, especially on the glass. Good hustle plays too. Sammy, of course, doing what she does. Picks up the dribble. She's in trouble, and she will call the timeout. Another smart play from Matush. 2:50 for the regional final. Hillsborough 47, Southwestern 39. We'll come back to Piasaw following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Piasaw on the campus of Southwestern High School. Hillsborough trailed by 11 late in the first half. They now lead by 8, 47-39 with 2:50 to play, and the Toppers have the basketball. Meyer will get it in to Jade Scroggins. Man-to-man for the Birds. Bullion went for the steal, didn't get it. Now she does get it, took it right away from Jade. Here comes Josie. That pass is tipped and stolen by Matush. Oh, what a play. And then she's fouled by Bullion. Free throws for Sammy on the other end. Bullion tried to lob it over Sammy, and Matush just timed it perfectly. Rupert out, Reynolds back in, offense for defense. The foul on Bullion, her fourth. Matush at the free throw line looking for point number 32. Sammy. Deep breath, bends the knees, pure. 32 for Matush. She has taken this game over in the second half. Had just 10 at the half. Second toss, good. 33 for Sammy Matush. 49-39, a 10-point lead for the Toppers. It's been a 21-point turnaround, 2.5 minutes for the championship. Weibel right side of the key. Down low, Weibel wide open off the window. It's good for Bailey Weibel. Her first bucket off the line from Novak. 49-41 Toppers. Ball in the hands of Matush. Sammy comes across the timeline, almost had it stripped by Bullion, gets it away to Tester. Now back to Matush, and she's fouled by Novak. Boy, it's going to be tough for Southwestern. Hillsborough will keep the ball in Matush's hands, and if you got a foul, that is not the topper you want at the free throw line. She has 33 points. Adriana Snipes dropped 40 last night on Staunton in their regional semifinal win after Matush put 38 on Gillespie in their semifinal win on Tuesday. Now Sammy has 33 in the regional final. 2:08 to play. Toss good. 24 in the second half for Sammy Matush. This to get it back to a 10-point lead. Toss good. 35 for Matush. 51-41 Toppers as we approach the 2-minute mark of the regional final. Novak picks up the dribble. High post feed to Hopkins. Corey Hopkins. Oh, it's poked away and stolen by guess who? Claire Tester. Another huge play for the sophomore. Matush got it off to Scroggins, and now Jade is fouled with a minute 50 to play. Claire Tester has scored 4 points tonight, but her impact on this game has been monumental, especially in that first half when things weren't going the Toppers' way. Claire Tester came in, got some huge rebounds, provided some great energy and spark for the Toppers. The foul on Bullion is her fifth. She has fouled out. Abby Burns will check in for the Birds. Jade Scroggins at the free throw line. She is 2 of 3 there tonight. It's double bonus. Toss good. 9 for Scroggins. 11-point lead for the Toppers. What a ball game. What a gutty effort from Hillsboro here tonight. Second free throw. Good. 10 for Scroggins. 53-41 Toppers lead. 107 seconds for the championship. Novak picked up the dribble into the hands of Lexi Hall between the circles. Lexi off to Novak, left side of the key. Molly Novak, bounce pass to Burns. Abby, deep three, can't get it. Rebound down to Matush. And she is fouled immediately with 89 seconds to play. Samuel will head to the free throw line with 35 points. She has made 9 free throws here in the money quarter. 9 out of 9. 12 of 13 for the game. Actually, she's 9 of 10 here in the money quarter. She missed one. And she makes that one. 36 for Matush. Rupert back in, replacing Reynolds. They've been going offense for defense there for a number of minutes now. 54-41. Free throw for Sammy. Rimmed that one. No good. Gets 1 out of 2. Rebound down to Southwestern. They need points and they need them quickly. Burns for 3, missed it, and the rebound is off of Hall. Good block out from Tester, and the basketball belongs to Hillsboro. Southwestern will set up full court pressure, and it goes to Matush. She lets the double team come, now bounces through. She's going to keep the basketball, gets it off to Scroggins now, and Jade is fouled with 73 seconds to play. It looks like the Toppers will survive the Piasol Birds here tonight and advance into their own sectional for a semifinal game on Monday night. They needed a huge second half effort here tonight. Free throw for Scroggins, good. She has 11. Substitutions now. Weibel out, Smith out. Annie Gallagher has checked in along with Whitney Keith, the 5'4 freshman. Second free throw for Jade Scroggins. Toss is no good, rattled out. This game a lot closer than the final might wind up being. Hillsboro was in a peck of trouble late in that first half. Here's Keith in the front court to Burns. 1 minute to play in the regional championship. Burns underneath the hoop, caught, and she traveled. She got caught under the basket, picked up the dribble, and had nowhere to go. A 14-point lead for Hillsboro. And it looks like the Toppers are going to do it. In it goes to Jade Scroggins, and she will be fouled by Burns with 54.5 seconds to play. Southwestern went on a 12-0 run in the first quarter, opened up a 15-5 lead. They led by as many as 11 late in the second quarter. The Toppers then closed on a 5-0 run in that second quarter. Could have actually been 7-0, but they missed a layup after a steal at the horn. And for whatever reason, when you're down like that and get a little bit of momentum going into the locker room, a lot of times it carries over, and it certainly did here tonight. Free throw for Scroggins. Short. Morgan Durham has checked in, a freshman for the Piasol Birds. Free throw for Jade Scroggins. Second toss. Gets 1 out of 2. That'll do just fine in this spot. A dozen for Scroggins. 56-41 Hillsboro leads. Clock running 50 seconds for the regional championship. Out front with Andy Gallagher. Into the hands of Novak. Clock running, 45 seconds. Novak turns the corner, left-hand layup, missed it. Rebound down to Tester, and Claire will outlet to Kylie Meyer. Gets it off to Jade Scroggins. 36 seconds. And the Birds might just let him go now. The Topper fans will rise to their feet, and Brett Tekin is going to take a timeout. 31.7 seconds for the ball game. Bobby Allen embraces Aubrey Rupert with a big hug. Tekin giving high fives. 56-41. The Toppers in control. And it was just a mass substitution for Teak. That's what it was right there. Vanessa Compton in. Haley Major in. Maddie Rupert in. Sheridan Lyrilla in. And Nakia Harston in. Molly Novak will come off the floor now. She gets a standing ovation and a big hug from her head coach, Steve Woolley. Onto the floor, Ellie Lois for Southwestern. Hillsborough will play in their sectional Monday night, 6 o'clock. It's a broadcast we'll have live, of course, right here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. The Toppers were down 11 late in the first half, and they rally, and they're going to win by 15 points here tonight. Lyrilla on the baseline, dribbles back out with 7. Behind the 36-point performance from Sammy Matouche, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers are your regional champions here at Southwestern in 2019. 56-41 is the final. What an awesome effort from the Toppers here tonight. They needed all their guts, all their toughness. Every bit of it was required here tonight. Game a lot closer than the 15-point margin would indicate. The Toppers will be presented with their championship plaque. They'll take a couple photographs, and then Brett Tekin and some of his girls will be up to talk following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough outscored Southwestern 20-2 in the money quarter. Piasol Birds led by 3 heading to the fourth quarter, scored just 2 points. Hillsborough pulls away and wins it 56-41. Unofficially, I had Southwestern for 25 turnovers, and once Hillsborough brought that full court pressure, it was a different ball game as Southwestern did not handle it cleanly, and it really turned the game around late in that first half, and then Hillsborough just kept the pressure up in the second half as they win it 56-41. My goodness, what a ball game for Hillsborough. They got down 15-5 in the first quarter, but this Hillsborough team, there's never any panic in them. They are a tough-nosed club. They had the personality of their head coach, and I see Brett Tekin on his way up right now, and just a remarkable effort here tonight for Hillsborough. Sammy Matouche finishes with 36 points. She was 9 of 11 from the foul line in the ball game as Hillsborough erases a 3-point deficit after 3, outscores Southwestern 20-2 in the fourth quarter. And, well, Teak, have you caught your breath yet?
No, not really.
That was a remarkable ball game, and I thought it turned late in the first half.
Yeah, they were shooting so well in the first half, and we got a little run at the end of the half to cut it to 6, and at halftime I told them that to be at 6 right now with the way they're shooting and we hadn't shot real well, I said we're in a good position. Yeah. And if we go out there and play better offensively and keep playing the defense like we have, we're going to get it.
Sammy Matouche was phenomenal. I want to talk about Claire Tester. When you guys were in trouble in the first half, you brought her off the bench, instant energy, all sorts of offensive rebounds. I thought in a lot of ways she turned that game around for you.
Yeah, she came in and rebounds and hit a shot early whenever she came in. And she was starting for us earlier in the year, and sometimes she gets a little bit sluggish. But when she feels like she has something to prove, she can get out there and really be a spark plug for us.
In my infinite wisdom at the half, Teak, I said, it seems to me that Southwestern is really going to make somebody other than Sammy Matouche beat them here tonight. And Sammy was getting double teams, triple teams. I said, it's probably going to have to be somebody other than Sammy Matouche. Wrong. Sammy was sensational in that second half. Unbelievable.
Sammy finds a way. I mean, some of her points came off steals. She anticipated and got some layups. So that makes a big difference whenever she's getting some points that way too. And I think last week whenever they doubled her, she kicked out to Aubrey and she kicked out to Kylie, and they knocked down some threes. Jade hit some threes, so they were trying to go to the post double, and she just beat it a lot of times.
She had 38 the other night, 36 tonight. Don't care about the numbers. This game tonight is about as good as you can play, especially under the circumstances.
Yeah, after about the first 5 minutes or so, I don't know that we've really especially on the defensive end. I don't know if we played better than we did the last three quarters on the defensive end when we were playing man-to-man. The second half, I think we outscored them like 34-13. And they're a really good team. And for us to be able to do that, that was pretty amazing.
They hit four threes in the first quarter. You guys were down 15-5, but there was no panic there.
No, we know we've got a team that can score, and if we just got some stops, that's why I kept telling them they're not going to keep shooting like this. We felt like we would be able to get back into it. You got a senior-dominated group, so they don't really panic too much, and it showed in the second half.
And last year, Southwestern ended your season in the regional final. This year, you win the conference championship on this floor and then beat Southwestern in the regional final. It has to be sweet.
Yeah, that was something. And really, this whole season, we've talked a lot about we got a lot of paybacks this year.
Yeah.
Because we were unhappy with the way our season not only ended last year, but getting knocked out of a tie for the conference late in the season by Pena. And I put that on the board tonight that the season of paybacks continues tonight. They put us out last year, and we want to put them out this year.
Southwestern, the last three times I've seen them, the first half against you last week, the first half against Carlinville last night, or Tuesday night, and the first half tonight, that is a dynamite performance. And for you guys to be able to weather the storm like you did, and I don't know why, Teak, but when you have momentum swings at the end of a half, it usually seems to be big. And to get it from 11 down to 6, and even you got that late steal, even though you didn't score off,
yeah.
It really seemed to set the tone for the second half.
Yeah, I thought we almost maybe could have had it to 4 there, but we didn't quite get it, and we didn't get the foul called. But anyway, yeah, that little flurry, and you go into halftime with some confidence, and it puts a little question in the other team's minds at halftime too. And then I thought our press tonight gave them a lot of trouble, and we got some steals off it and some easy buckets off that. So, but that's three games in a row I've seen Piasaw play now, and they just come out on fire, it seems like, at the start of the game.
Teak, you're going to be playing Pleasant Plains on Monday night in the Hillsborough sectional. They beat Pittsfield tonight 49-43, and when you can get a sectional on your home floor, boy, is that special.
Yeah, whenever we found out we got the sectional, we were just kind of talking that we got to get there to give ourselves a chance. And now we've got it there, and we'll have a big home crowd for us on Monday night. Pleasant Plains is a really, really good team. We're going to have to play like we did the second half tonight.
As you went and saw Pleasant Plains last night, the other night in the regional, and you were telling me before the ball game, they are talented.
Yeah, they can all shoot it. They handle the ball well. They run and jump and put a lot of pressure on you. So we're going to have to be able to take care of the ball, handle the pressure, and defend on the perimeter. There are going to be some really big keys for us.
It's going to be fun. Teak, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Brett Teak, the head coach of the Hilltoppers. Looks like we got some of the ladies coming up now as Aubrey Rupert brought the game ball up, hands it off to her coach. And Aubrey, that was one intense basketball game tonight. What was it like to be out on the floor in that type of atmosphere?
I didn't have the best game, but I felt like my defense helped a lot.
And there's so many more ways to have an effect on a game. You guys held them to 2 points in the fourth quarter. That's remarkable. As you were playing tonight, could you feel the intensity down there? Because this place was loud and rocking.
Yes, I could.
As you look back now, obviously last year didn't end the way that you wanted it to end, but here in your senior year, what's it feel like to be a regional champion?
It feels good.
And you get to play in the sectional on your home floor. How special is that going to be for you?
Oh, I hope we have a big crowd.
I would sure think you're going to have a monster crowd. And as you think back on the season, it's your 26th win now. There's been so many big moments, but this goes right to the top of the list, don't it?
Yep.
Aubrey Rupert, congratulations.
Thank you.
We got Jade Scroggins and Sammy Matouche up here right now. And Sammy, 36 points for you after you scored 38 the other night. And it just looked like you refused to lose tonight.
That's exactly what it was. Because, I mean, we're seniors. I don't want the season to end. These are my best friends. And I love playing with them.
I guess by this point in time, you're used to being double teamed, triple teamed. And that was
right.
The case tonight. Just what was it like facing that type of intense pressure?
It was actually very hard. I felt like I was being fouled from every side, forwards, backwards, sideways.
And you guys defensively held them to 2 points in the fourth quarter. That's remarkable.
I know, it's crazy. We worked really hard.
The full court press tonight really seemed to turn this ball game around. Just talk a little bit about your defensive pressure.
We knew that they, like, even though they have a bunch of guards, they couldn't handle the ball very well, and they got flustered when we started putting more and more pressure on them. So we just tried to speed them up, giving us fast breaks, easy points.
Do you know how many points you're scoring in a game when you're going on a run like that?
Oh, heck no.
And I know you were agitated with yourself the other night because you had 38, but you missed 2 free throws.
Yeah, that's just my personality.
Now, you will play Pleasant Plains in the sectional on Monday, but I know you don't care who you play. You're just happy to be still playing.
Oh, yes.
Sammy Matouche, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The Hillsboro Hilltoppers regional champions here. Jade Scroggins is going to sit down with us now. And Jade, you stepped up and you hit 4 big foul shots in the fourth quarter. What was going through your mind when you're at the foul line there late?
Well, Sammy always has to talk to me before I'm at the free throw line because I kind of get nervous, and she knows that in practice I knock them down with her. So I just got to tell myself to block out the crowd and act like we're in practice and just knock them down like I know what to do.
And this is why you shoot all those foul shots in practice for moments just like this. You didn't look nervous at all. You stroked them with confidence. This game tonight was intense. I mean, you guys have played in a lot of big games over the year, but that was an intense ball game tonight.
Yes, it was. I was very nervous, but I'm so glad that we pulled through. We definitely deserved it. We worked so hard over this past year, and the fact that it's just our senior year, we definitely need to go further. We weren't settling just for regionals.
That's awesome, and you got the sectional on your home floor. You'll play Pleasant Plains on Monday night, but you won the conference championship on this floor. You won the regional championship on this floor. So this is a nice place.
Yeah.
Jade Scroggins, congratulations.
Thank you.
Coming up next is Kylie Meyer for the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers, regional champions. And Kylie, tonight was just one of those ball games where everybody on the floor, you had to do what was ever necessary to get the win.
Right.
As you look back on this game, now you've had a little bit of time to process. It's been a nice mob scene down on the floor. But when that final buzzer sounded, what was the emotion? What was the thought going through your head?
Oh, man, it was amazing. My team has wanted this for a long time, and we came into this game, and we just wanted to win this game so bad.
You guys were down 10 points in the first quarter, but from up here, I didn't sense that you guys were panicked at all.
Yeah, we tried to keep calm for sure, because if you start panicking, it's going to go downhill even more.
And you didn't score tonight. Normally, you're a big scorer for the Toppers, but this was the type of game where there was a lot more ways to affect the ball game than scoring, and you did that.
Yeah, tonight I did not get a lot of shots off, but I felt like I could do other things than score tonight.
Well, maybe you used up all your shots in the three-point contest. You only made 11 out of 15 there. So what was that like?
I honestly did not expect that at all, but I'm glad I get to shoot at home now.
You like those rims, don't you?
Yeah, I'm used to those.
Yes. Kylie Meyer, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sheridan Lyra is going to come over and join us now here on WSMI FM 106. The Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers regional champions. They beat Southwestern 56-41. And Sheridan, there's really nothing better in your senior year than to say,
isn't.
I'm a regional champion.
Yeah, definitely.
What was it like tonight? Just, I mean, the atmosphere here was crazy intense. What was the mood amongst your teammates as you guys were down 10 early and then the comeback started? What were you guys thinking?
We just thought we couldn't let ourselves get down because we knew we had to come out with the win. No matter what it took, we had to keep each other up.
And you certainly did that. And I thought the end of the first half was very huge for you guys because you were down double digits and then you look up and it's only 6 at half. So you probably thought, hey, all right.
Yeah, at halftime we really thought, you know, we can do this. We're down, but we're not down by that much. We can do this.
How much fun are you going to have Monday night, sectional semifinal, on your home floor?
So much fun. It's going to be crazy. So many people there cheering us on. I can't wait.
It's been a special year, and, you know, last year didn't end the way you guys wanted it to end, obviously, but you guys got redemption on everybody and everything this year.
Right. Paisaw beat us last year, but we gave them what they deserved. We knew we had to come out. We knew we owed them one from last year.
Sheridan Lauer, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers regional champions 56-41. We'll take a break and come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Fantastic stuff here tonight for the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers as they outscore Southwestern 20-2 in the fourth quarter, 34-13 in the second half as they completely turn this game around and they win it 56-41. For Southwestern, they see their season come to a close at 22-7. For Hillsboro, they march on to the sectional at Hillsboro Monday night. They will carry a 26-5 record into their sectional semifinal date with Pleasant Plains as Plains defeated Pittsfield tonight by the final of 49-43. Sammy Matush, 36 points on the night. Jade Scroggins finished with a dozen points, 2 for Aubrey Rupert, 2 for Emily Reynolds, 4 for Claire Tester, as Hillsboro regional champs for the 9th time since 2004. Thanks to the fine folks at Southwestern for their hospitality throughout the week. Did a great job of hosting this 2A regional tournament. For Hillsboro, the season marches on. They will take on Pleasant Plains Monday night, 6 o'clock. We'll have live coverage right here on WSMI FM 106 and, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's regional championship action here on WSMI. The Toppers, regional champs, they beat Southwestern 56-41. I am Tim Ives, and we say good night from Piasaw.